Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on August 15th, 2022. Nice to have you with us today. We're going to do a nice show. Thanks to my good friends over at the STEM Coalition from Discovery Education and Careers Coalition. Let me turn off the music here. Okay, I've got Deirdre Harish. I always like doing these shows. Okay, she leads global corporate citizenship for Trane Technologies. And not railroads, T-R-A-N-E, Trane Technologies, the manufacturer. You know, there's some climate control equipment and solutions like air conditioners, if I mean. Okay, and she leads the company's pledging resources aimed at creating access and equity, and hopefully in STEM and sustainability, and it's she'll tell us all about it, etc. And also, I want to find out, I'll bring her on in just a minute or so, she's a published novelist. I have that note here, published novelist. So get ready, Deirdre, to tell us about your novel, all right? And we'll be talking to her. Right, the whole point of these shows, you know, is, you know, the school budgets are tight. All right, and we're responsible for training the workforce, the future workforce, and industry has to step up and help out. It's that simple. And so the STEM Careers Coalition, there's a lot of companies that, I'll say this, and I think it's important to say it, it's self-serving. Okay, you help schools with resources, you help teachers, etc. You're going to help build your future workforce. Okay, and you all know what it's like out there right now, trying to get people. Okay, so it's very important what they do. And so I want to thank Discovery Education, and I want to thank, I'll thank her in person in a second, Deirdre over at Trane Technologies for the work they're doing in STEM education and in sustainability, I might add. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, and ace-ed.org is the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. You can join with us if you believe in that over at ace-ed. .org, ace-ed.org. Everything we do is over there. Our new issue of our magazine, which is the online journal Equity and Access, Pre-K-12, that's over there. Just click on the cover of the magazine. It's a nice issue. We just put it up last week. It's really, really nice. Okay, got some great articles for back to school in there. Our teacher retention site, we're very concerned about all that. Teacher-retention.com. Again, it's linked. Okay, seltoday.org, again, linked. Okay, you'll see the icon there. Our awards program for excellence in equity, pre-K-12. Okay, is over there as well. You might want to nominate yourself, your school, companies you work with. Whatever the case may be, go over and click on awards, and you'll see what we're talking about over there. And you'll see every podcast we've ever done. Okay, so please go over there and check it out over at ace-ed.org. All right. It's good, and every, like I say, all our stuff's linked. Please go over, check it out, and join with us for equity. And without further ado, published novelist Deirdre Parrish. Hi, Deirdre. It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a published novelist. Let's hear the story.
Well, the story starts way, way, way back when I was a little person. I was always a writer. I went to school to pursue law, but quickly realized it was not my passion or my heart. I was always a storyteller. Fast forward, I launched my career in journalism, segued eventually into corporate communications, was always writing, was always a story of someone else, and eventually decided that I've got to tell the story that was kind of bubbling up inside of me for many years. Life, family, all of that kind of put it on the back burner for a long while, but finally published in, 2017.
Wow.
And
just before the pandemic, what's the book about? What's the name of the book? Let's push it. This is the Godfather Part 4, is it? What is it?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Game of Thrones Part 7. What is it? Yeah, what is it?
It is The Current Whisper, apostrophe S in Currents, The Currents Whisper. It is kind of a coming of age story, really successful young woman, actually a nonprofit leader who realizes that her mother, who has been her North Star all her life, is dying. We discover this as the story opens, and what she realizes is that if her mother dies without her discovering the truth of this very dark and confounding family secret that she was at the center, she dies, she'll never be able to really live. And so the story is her kind of thrust into this race against time to find out what the secret is so that she can determine whether she can finally be free of it.
Great story. How did it do? Published 2017. How did it do?
Published in 2017. I don't know how to tell you how it did. It wasn't on the bestsellers list, if that was your question, but I did lots of book club events that were just so gratifying and continue to. It was really quite a delight for me to finally have my own story out there. And it's not my personal story, but personal work.
I will tell my wife, who's in like I think 47 book clubs. Okay, that I met you. All right, her name's Carolyn.
Tell her,
and she loves. She said, you know, would you talk to the book club if they read?
I still do book clubs. Sometimes they're virtual, sometimes they're in person. So let your wife know. I'm absolutely willing.
Okay, and it's the Currents Whisper. Am I correct?
The Currents Whisper, correct. And when you look it up, just know that it's my full name, Deirdre Parrish Williams.
Well, Deirdre Parrish Williams. Okay, there you go, everybody. Please check it out on Amazon. I'll connect it. If I can find it, I will connect it. Okay,
It is on Amazon. But
we're going to talk about trade, but I just want to say something. A lot of people talk, if only I could write a novel. If only I could write a novel. You did it. And congratulations on that. I really mean that. You got it published, and that's a big deal. Okay? That's not something to be taken lightly. Okay?
Every
book is going to be a big bestseller, but I'll tell you, and make the bestseller list. But there's plenty of great books out there, and I congratulate you. I really do, Deirdre. That's great. Okay?
Thank you.
That's good. And let's talk about your other career, okay, train technology, okay, which, by the way, again, has nothing to do with railroads, T-R-A-N-E, okay?
Correct.
And you're working with the STEM Careers Coalition, my good friends over at Discovery. I'm sure Grace is listening. Hi, Grace. Okay? I just waved to her. She can't see it because we're podcasting here. Okay? All right. So tell me, how did you and Discovery link up, and how did you join the coalition, find out about it, et cetera? I think it's great.
So I'll take you back to 2020, which is when Train Technologies was technically founded. And what I mean by that is, if there are any folks out there who know Ingersoll Rand or pay attention to the industrial sector, Train had been part of the Ingersoll Rand corporate portfolio in 2020. There was a divestiture, and Train Technology stood itself up as what we consider a pure play climate innovation company. And all that means is that we had a singular focus, which was around developing products and solutions for climate control. Climate control is a fancy way of saying heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. So outside of your school or hospital or office building or your home, there may very well be a train unit. So that's what we mean by climate control. And when we stood the company up in 2020, it was a pivotal time. And obviously we were looking at all aspects of the business, from geographic footprint to leadership to you know, teams and our makeup, and how we were showing up in our communities, and decided that we were going to really take it as a growing up moment and really get focused and do what best-in-class companies do in terms of their corporate citizenship work. It did also happen to be happening at the time that the George Floyd incident took place, and the entire country was really presented an opportunity to look in the mirror and figure out, what are we doing to advance race relations? What are we doing to help create a more equitable society? And so those two things were happening and converged at the same time. And what we decided to do was create a corporate citizenship strategy for the first time ever that really focused on in terms of how we were investing in our communities. And naturally, the logical thing to do was to look at who we are as a company, meaning what talent we have, what expertise we have, what resources we have under our roof, and how those things could be leveraged in ways that would help to fill gaps in the community. And so for us, what that meant was, you know, we're a technology company. We're all about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We rely on those disciplines to advance innovation in our industry. So could we couple that with or leverage that, harness that in ways that could help to improve educational acumen in school systems? And certainly we're not curriculum developers. We're not in the business of developing education. So that meant that we had to find partners who are.
You found a good one. That's
how we got to Discovery Education. You know, well-known, wonderful history, deep ties in the education sector and in schools. They understand what we're doing, and they had a really attractive model that would enable us to develop custom STEM content and using the Discovery Education relationships and vehicles, get that content into school systems. So that's the relationship in a nutshell.
I think that's great. And it was very, very well explained. And I'm happy you're doing this. And I'm going to say what I said at the beginning too. Industry has to step up and work with schools. Okay, they've always kind of done it peripherally, or at least thought about it. Okay, but you got to do what you guys are doing now, and that's really getting awesome. All that said, what are you doing? What have you presented, so to speak, with Discovery? What are you working on? Are you working on? And by the way, I don't mean this is going to sound funny. Are you working on having people become HVAC engineers? Okay, or more than that. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. We need those people.
Sure.
Okay, but so what are you doing with them?
So let me I just want to underscore what you were saying about, you know, the need for corporations to be involved with schools. I say this all the time, that schools have their work cut out for them in a major way in terms of educating students. There's so much demand on a teacher in a classroom. They cannot do it all. And communities are like living, breathing things, you know, and they require a certain mix of resources in order to thrive. And one of those resources is an active corporate citizenry. And so it's our obligation to participate in that. And so let me talk a little bit about what specifically we're doing with Discovery Education. We do have other partners, but Discovery Education is a signature partnership. And it entails a couple of things. So for your audience, they know Discovery Education well, I assume. So I don't need to describe, you know, the platform and the resources that they provide for school systems. So we are now incorporated into the library of content that Discovery Education provides. We're now one of their content partners. And so we're supplementing the resources that are made available to teachers in classrooms and to students. We're supplementing that with sustainability content that's specific to us, that tells the story of sustainability through our lens as a climate innovator. And so that's one part of it, the content side of it. Then the other side of it, which is really important to us as an employer, is that we've made some pledges around our corporate citizenship work. We've committed that by 2030, we're going to donate $100 million, and we're going to donate 500,000 hours of our employees' time in the form of volunteerism. Now, in order to make good on that volunteerism part, it's really helpful as a company if you make volunteerism simple and easy, because employees are busy going about their regular work. And if you can make volunteerism easy, you're more likely to get people out volunteering. So Discovery Education is helping us with that by creating a suite of tools for our volunteers.
So I'll walk you through what that looks like. So say I'm
That's
a volunteer,
nice.
And I'm willing. I say, sure, I'm willing to go out and volunteer at a school, but I don't really know what I want to do. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to find a school. So the Discovery Education Partnership provides us with a new website. And on that website, our employee volunteers can now go there and put in their zip code. I put in my zip code, and what I get is a list of the local schools that are in my community.
Wow.
I now pick from and say, okay, I'm going to go to Cabarrus Middle High School. And when I make that decision, I now have a templated document that also helps me walk through the process. And it starts with, here's a letter I can send to my school. It introduces me, tells the school what I can bring into a classroom. It describes the materials and begins the conversation with the school. Once I set up an appointment for myself, the next thing that's in that suite is the classroom materials that I can bring with me. It includes a 26-minute video that is all about sustainability. My team and I worked with Discovery Education to produce this video. It's actually a video that touches down on several of Train's campuses and gives students an up-close view of our industry, our solutions, the thinking we apply to it, and also invites them into the world of sustainability, into the conversation, so that they understand that where they are as middle schoolers, as high schoolers, they have the ability and the power to participate in this movement. You know, we give them specific tools and tips that they can use around their dinner table or around their classroom or with their friends, so that we're inviting them early to get on board and participate in this fight for the health of our planet. So going back to the volunteer piece, I can now take that video into the classroom, and that video is supplemented with three documents. One that is a pre-work document that I can send to the class in advance of my visit. A second that I give to students during the viewing of the video. And the third that they can complete after the video. Obviously, the point of which being, let's talk about sustainability before you see this video and gauge where you
mm-hmm.
are. Let's talk about it during, let's talk about it after. So again, it's making volunteerism turnkey for our employees, and it gives schools the ability to pull real-life, present-day experts into their classroom to supplement these conversations with subject matter expertise that they can't get
mm-hmm.
in a textbook. So we really
yeah,
are excited
right.
about
that's right.
this
because
book.
It's yeah. going to be somebody coming in from the world of sustainability, if I may. Okay, from the world of
correct.
If I may, in
correct.
These days, climate control. Okay,
correct.
It's really key. It's really key stuff. Have you talked about this with Discovery? Okay, where does this fit in? And you mentioned middle and high school, so I assume that's where it is. Okay, but you probably don't know this. A lot of people don't. Those areas tend to be siloed. Okay, English is English, social studies is social studies, science is science, math is math, go on and on and on. Okay, but this kind of stuff is beyond silos. Where do you see it fitting in? I see it as both social studies and science without question, but I see it in the other subjects too. So as your volunteers go into a school, where do they want to present this?
Well, I think we have to leave it to the educators to let us know where they think the best application is. But I agree with you. I think, you know, if I'm putting my hands up in vertical movement, if I were thinking about this kind of content, I think of it more as horizontal. I think that it flows across lots of subjects. I think it's relevant in many, many ways and in several disciplines.
It is. It is.
I think certainly science and social
studies. I asked you a leading question, Deirdre. I knew you were
yeah,
going to answer that.
Yeah, but you were right. I completely agree with you. I think there's lots of application for it. And then, of course, there's a more focused approach. And I think this is something that is more happening in high schools, is where they want to bring this in to start getting students thinking about career planning,
yeah.
right? So sometimes we're seeing interest in the CTE programs, where they want to talk to students, not just about sustainability, but, okay, let's really talk about can participate and maybe gain certification, credentials to immediately kind of enter into this workspace after high school.
And it's all kids, by the way, all kids, all races, all genders, all everything. Okay, I got to say that. In your mind, do you see this as you're going to laugh because I'm going to bring back a memory. Do you see this as like a week's worth of work? Do you see it best as an assembly program? Remember assembly programs? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see it like that? Or do you see it in a particular class for a day? How do you see it? How do you want teachers to approach it?
I see it as all of the above. And I think, again, we are not the experts when it comes to education. We have to be flexible and supportive of what schools need. And that's going to vary from one school to another, from one season to another. And we're willing to bend and flex so that we can provide the experience that teachers think is most beneficial or most appropriate in that space and time. So we're talking to some schools about we'll come in during open sessions, what might otherwise have been a homeroom or a study session. In some cases, we're talking about going into a classroom, a traditional classroom setting, and taking over a class for a day. We are talking about auditorium sorts of presentations. So all of the above, this can be, there can be a conversation we have in a day. We think that there's room for all of it.
There really is. And by the way, I want to make this point. You do not, as educators, you do not have to wait for trained technology to get in touch with you. I have put a link, okay, sustainablefutures.discoveryeducation.com. And I am sure that, okay, that if you go over there, you will be able to connect up and ask them to come into your school. Okay, so you know, we're linked here. As you're listening, it's up on the page. All right, along within a few minutes, I'm going to be putting on the Deirdre's novel, too.
Two things, Larry. One is that you're absolutely right about educators being able to request a subject matter expert from TRAIN. When I talked about that tool that we make available to our volunteers where you can enter the zip code, there's a similar tool for educators where they can request a visit.
I figured.
When they go. Be able to see that. I just also wanted to point out that we probably don't have bandwidth for absolutely every school. Our focus, our sweet spot with this is really on targeting schools with populations that include the people that are underrepresented in our industry.
Here, here.
That's where we're focused.
Excellent.
And for us, that means Black and Brown students and women, young girls.
Yep.
There is a tremendous disparity, and it's not just about filling our pipeline. Well, certainly, let's be candid, that's part of it. We want to make sure that we maintain a vibrant pipeline.
That's fair.
It's also about equity. It's also about equity. There are good-paying jobs in our industry. Sustainability is going to be with us, I believe, for many, many years to come, so there's security as
well. I hope
well.
So, because we can't get to other planets yet, okay? We haven't quite colonized Mars. I hope sustainability matters. I will agree with you on that. So go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to say that it's about equity. It's about all ships rise with the tide. So if we can create more opportunity, more exposure, and more access for the people that we do not currently see enough of in our industry, we're doing a good thing for our economies. And that's a part of this initiative, too, to create equity and opportunity.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. And I've said this so many times. Industry must step up, okay, like you're doing, and help schools create their workforce. That's exactly what you're doing, okay? And, I think it's wonderful. I really do. There are many companies doing this. TRAIN Technologies being one of them, and I congratulate them all. I mean, it's incredible. And I hope teachers are tapping into the resources. And on that note, okay, how long have you been doing this now? What are the success stories so far? Give us your favorite story so far.
This is new. Larry,
you have a favorite story yet? A favorite story?
Well, my favorite stories are connected to, I mean, we've got, as I said, a number of relationships, and the favorite stories are connected to those moments where we see students' eyes light up. It's almost like you can see the light bulb over their head go off.
Right.
They see something new that's possible for them. That's really what it boils down to. We're always going to be in the business of collecting data and analyzing data and all of that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, it comes down to exciting the imagination of a young person and showing them something they weren't aware existed. Not only that that it's out there, but that it's available to them, that there's an opportunity and an invitation for them to participate in making a difference, making their life better, and bigger than that, making the planet better. That's powerful, really powerful. And we're excited about that.
Well, you should be excited about it, and teachers should be excited about it, because these resources, I'm going to say this, are free, all right? And everybody's always talking about under-resourced schools, all right? But there are when you can have things like this and they're free, okay, there's no such thing, if I may, of course there is, but anecdotally, there's no such thing as an under-resourced school if you start tapping into what everybody's trying to do out here, okay? And it's all through the STEM Ed Club Coalition, the STEM Careers Coalition, excuse me, from Discovery, which Trane Technologies and Deirdre, author of The Current Whisper, okay? Trying your Deirdre. Okay.
You're killing me, Les.
No, I'm trying. Okay. In her spare time, I might add, in her spare time. Okay. I mean, really, this is just great stuff. Deirdre, this is wonderful. You got to be happy with doing this work. I mean, it's just got to make you feel good at the end of the day. You're doing good.
We really do feel good about it as an organization. I think it is the price of admission as a corporation,
good
somebody
for
that draws sources from a community. This is the way it should be. I personally feel blessed and honored to do this work, but Trane Technologies really is walking the talk, and that's part of why I'm so proud about it.
I like what you're doing. It's just terrific. So keep it up and come back on. All right, come back on with us.
As things
progress, okay, please get in touch. Come back on and bring some teachers with you. Okay, I'd love to do that too, and that's a sincere invitation. So please,
you got
okay. Let me know. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Your
best. Good to talk. Dear,
it's great to talk to you too. And I hope the Library Book Club in America gets in touch with you. I'm going to make sure that they know who you are. Okay. So besides free resources, we got a good book for you, everybody. Okay, Deirdre, thanks a million. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to all your listeners out there.
Yeah, they're going to need it. It's going to be a tough school year. Okay, it really is. And you're helping. You're helping with that. So I hope they're listening. Thanks, Deirdre. Have a good week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. Deirdre Parrish Williams, okay, who leads Global Corporate Citizenship for Trane Technologies, that's T-R-A-N-E, and I've linked this. Their resources are available to you over at STEM Careers Coalition, okay? And again, it's sustainablefutures.discoveringeducation.com, okay? And we're going to archive. Here's some more for you to remember over at ace-ed.org. Okay, go over there, check out everything we do, okay? My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Grace over at Discovery, thank you for helping me set the show up today. Everybody have a good day. It's Monday. Have a good week. A lot of you heading back to school. Good luck.